One year into the pandemic, the effects are being seen in long-term unemployment data. The nonpartisan California Policy Lab finds a big percentage of California workers have claimed unemployment insurance benefits, and a surprising number have done so for at least half of the year. The lab's faculty director, Professor Till Von Wachter, spoke with Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty about the findings.
What does this say about the amount of time that Californians have been jobless?
The striking thing that we found in this report, that not only there's still a substantial number of people who are receiving unemployment insurance benefits, but there has been a very large group of people who have received more than half a year's worth. So that means that we have a very large number of individuals in California who would be considered long-term unemployed. And that's very significant because long-term unemployment typically is the type of unemployment that leads to larger costs for workers and for the labor market down the line.
You say a large number of Californians are, A, getting unemployment benefits, and B, have been getting unemployment benefits for 6 months or more. How large is that number?
Roughly 4 million Californians have received unemployment insurance benefits for more than half a year.
And I understand that the percentage of people who are getting unemployment benefits, who have been getting them for 6 months or more, is also significant.
Among all workers in California that were working in February of 2020, by today, 20% have become long-term unemployed.
Now, there's also another statistic here that looks like good news until you dig a little deeper, and that's that in December of 2020, more than 10% of unemployment beneficiaries left the unemployment insurance system, but that's not necessarily good news, is it?
Towards the beginning to mid-December, individuals started exhausting unemployment insurance benefits. That happened even before the programs were formally ended on December 26th. Then on December 26th, the program lapsed temporarily. And at the same time, towards the end of the year, beginning of the year, EDD froze a substantial number of claims.
The picture here then is really one of a continuing crisis, isn't it?
I suppose in light of how high the caseloads of the pandemic were, we are lucky that the labor market has not been worse, but certainly it has not substantially improved.
Things are changing yet again. We are beginning a new phase of reopening as people are being vaccinated. Are you able to extrapolate from the data that you have as to how we may look in terms of these unemployment numbers in the months to come?
If past reopening, I'm thinking about, you know, the reopening in May, our guidance, you know, insofar as individuals return to restaurants and as a larger number of businesses is allowed to reopen, that will at least in the short term lead to an improvement for some of these harder hit sectors. And then the key questions will be, is the pandemic defeated or at least not recurring such that these reopenings will be sustainable?
That's UCLA economics professor Till Von Wachter speaking with Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty. You'll find more